with CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Homes and businesses are being evacuated in Monte Vista due to a wildfire burning in the area. Multiple agencies are working to contain the blaze, which was reported around 2 p.m. The fire's size is unknown. Evacuees can find shelter at the Ski High Complex at 2335 Sherman Avenue. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the area and a large portion of southern Colorado because of high winds and low humidity. A Denver nonprofit focused on providing essential services for Colorado Latinos is opening a branch in Pueblo. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
Since the 1970s, Servicios de la Raza has provided Denver's low-income Latino population with health care and mental health services, financial counseling, and assistance re-entering society post-incarceration, among other things. The Pueblo location will add to 5 operating in Metro Denver when it opens at the end of the month. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver lags behind other cities when it comes to eco-friendly trash disposal, but Denverite's Kyle Harris says the city is trying to change that.
Denver's launched a plan to double recycling and composting over the next 5 years. If proposals pass, there'd be a new fee for hauling trash, a ban on sending cardboard to landfills, along with composting and recycling mandates for construction crews. Officials say cutting landfill waste by 50% would reduce greenhouse gas emissions as much as taking 600,000 cars off the road. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Right now in Denver, it's 67 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's 73. This is CPR News.